The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Bara Menachot, Daf Kuf Zayin. Today's daf is being studied in Mishpat Avraham Ben Esther, Ve Rabbi Moshe Ben Luna Ruach Hashem. Tanicham begin Eden, I mean we begin today's Avon Kuf Vav, Amud Bet. We are starting from the Mishnah, Hare Alay Etzim. Person makes an Eden. It is on me to bring Etzim, wood. Korban, he wants to bring a Korban of wood. What's the minimum he can bring? Lo yifhot mishnei gezirim. Cannot bring less than two pieces of wood. Two big pieces, that she says. Levona. He says, Hare alai levona. Makes a neder, he wants to bring frankincense. That's the whole korban. He wants to bring levona. Lo yifhot mekometz. He cannot bring less than a kometz worth. Kometz worth is like a handful worth. That's the minimum you can bring. Hamisha kematzim him. Regarding the law of kemitza, which is a handful, the law of kemitza was said in five different cases. Ha'omer alay lebona lo yifchot mekometz. That's the case we just said. The person says it is on me to bring lebona to the Beit HaMikdash. You cannot bring less than a kometz. Ha'minadev mincha. Well, you're donating a mincha. Person like we learned can donate a mincha to the Beit HaMikdash. Somebody that donates a mincha to the Beit HaMikdash, yavi ima kometz lebona. With the mincha, automatically comes a minimum of a kometz of levona. Hama'ale et a kometz b'chutz hayav. Or let's say, somebody takes a kometz of levona, and he brings it outside the azara. He's going to be hayav. Because you're not allowed to bring any korban outside the azara. It all has to be inside the azara. And if you bring it outside, it's called chutz, and therefore you're hayav karet. The most severe of the punishments. Mishnah continues. Shnei bazichim te'onim shnei kemasim. Also, the two spoons that were on the shulchan, on the table, they had frankincense in them as well. You also need to take a kemitzah, or there's a kemitzah of lebona in the spoons as well. So that's the five laws that pertain to kemitzah. Hare alay zahav. Guys, I want to donate gold to the Beit HaMikdash. Lo yifchot medinar zahav. Minimum he's got to bring is one dinar of zahav. Kesef lo yifchot medinar as well. Medinar kesef. Guy says, I want to donate silver to the Beit HaMikdash. Minimum amount he's got to give, one dinar of kesef. Nechoshet, lo yifchot mema'a kesef. Copper, nechoshet, minimum he's got to bring the shoot of a ma'a kesef of copper. Pirashti v'ir yudea ma pirashti. Wow. He donated money to the Beit HaMikdash. But he says, I don't remember how much. Yehem mevi ad shi yomar lo lekach mitkavanti. He has to bring as much money until he can for surely say, I didn't have that much in mind. Which means he's got to really give a lot until he can say to himself, you know what, I'm not that rich that I would even think to make such an amount. But up until that amount, he has to give. Comes the Gemara and begins, Tanu Rabbanan. Korban, it says in the Pasuk, V'nefesh ki takriv korban mincha l'Hashem. So we learn from the word korban in that pasuk, that you can bring etzim as a korban. That's your donation. And when the guy says, I want to bring wood to the Beit HaMikdash, he's bringing wood. That is his korban. He's bringing wood. No animal, no flour, no oil, just wood. V'kama, how much does he have to bring? Shnei gezirim. Two pieces of wood. V'chenu omer, v'goralot ipanu al korban ha'etzim. We have a pasuk that says korban ha'etzim. So you see that etzim itself can be a korban. Rabbi Omer, etzim korbanim te'unin melach. It's a regular korban. So just like on every korban, you have to put salt on the korban. You have to put salt on the pieces of wood also. Ve'te'unin hagasha, and you also have to make hagasha, which you have to bring it to the mizbeach. You bring it to the corner of the mizbeach, to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, like you normally bring a korban. Amar Rava. Uldivre Rabbi, according to Rabbi, that's treating like a regular korban, it seemed te'onin kemitza. You'd have to chop it up into like fine sawdust and also make a kemitza on the wood itself. Amar Papa, the Divre Rabbi, it seems sedichim etzim. The wood needs wood, which means you need another wood to sacrifice this wood. Just like when you bring an animal on the mizbeah, you have wood and you put the korban on the wood. Here, it's wood already. No, it's a korban. So you can't just throw it on the mizbeah and burn it itself. You have to burn it on other wood as a regular korban is done. Comes the Gemara, continues, Levona lo yifchot min hakometz. Person donates Levona to the Beit HaMikdash, he cannot donate less than a kometz worth. Minalan, how do we know? Dektiv. Veri mimenu bekumso misodet ha'mencha umishamna ve'et kol ha'levona. Torah talks about when a person don't, it brings a mincha, you have to take a kometz. And what does the kometz consist of? The tzolet, mincha, mishamna, the oil of the mincha, the levona. Makish levona leharama de mincha. So in the fact that the Torah writes both of these specific words in the same pasuk, we make a hekesh. Ma harama de mincha. Just like when you make harama, when you take the part out of the mincha. Well, how much you taking out? Kometz. Av levona name kometz. So too, when you take levona, the minimum you take is a kometz. Tana rabbanan. Hare alai lemizveyach. Person says, I want to bring something for the mizbeyach. Which means something that belongs totally to the mizbeyach. Something that's all to the mizbeyach, that nobody else has any helik in it. All to the mizbeyach. What does he bring? Yavi lebona. Let him bring lebona. She'en lecha davar shekalev legabe mizbeyach ela lebona. Interesting case. The Gemara is saying, and the Gemara will ask questions obviously, but the Gemara is saying, the only item that's all to the mizbeyach is lebona. There's no other korban. There's no other item. All of it goes on the mizbeach. So what he guys says, I want to bring the item that all goes to the mizbeach. The item is called levona. That's what he brings, levona. Pirashti venu dema pirashti. Let's say he says, I know I explicitly said I want to bring something that goes to the mizbeach, but I forgot what I said. Pirashti, which means I want to bring something that goes all on the mizbeach. Venu yodea ma pirashti. I forgot which item I said. So in this case over here, that he's missed a pick, maybe even brought a korban. Maybe it was a type of sacrifice. So the deen is, Yavi, mikod davar shekalev lemizbeach. He has to bring every item that goes on the mizbeach, that there's no leftovers to the kohanim, that the kohanim do not get to eat any of it. Which means, when he just says, in the first case, Hare alay lemizbeach, he knows what he said. Hare alay lemizbeach. Then already, it was explicit. I want to bring the item that goes totally on the mizbeach, that's levona. But if he says, no, I don't know what I said. I know. I said something at the time, I forgot what I said. So then he has to bring every type of korban, every option of a korban that all goes on the mizbeah and there's no leftovers to the kohanim.
Why that all goes on the
mizbeah? Rashi, pirashti, echad me'otan ha'kerevim kolam le'mizbeah. He knows that much. He knows that he made a neder on something that goes all to the mizbeah. He just forgot which one. Ve'enu yodeya ezemem pirashti. But I forgot which one I was explicit on. Exactly. He's probably talking about something that the Kohanim do not get leftovers of. Okay, like we'll see exactly the case over here. So comes the Gemara and says, which is when he says, that she writes, Stam mashmad davar shenektar hainu lebona. Jeez, the mizbeah means something that's burnt on the mizbeah. That's stamina is lebona. But when he's pedashti, v'lo yodeh, can include other things. When he says, Ari ala mizbeah, then the Gemara assumes right away he only means lebona. But when he don't know what he meant, when he said, I want to bring something, but I know it was something that all goes on the mizbeah, but I forgot which item it was. So now already he's open to different ideas, because he didn't limit himself to the lebona. It's any korban he has to bring, it all goes on the mizbeah. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? When a guy says, Hare alay le mizbeah, you tell me the only item that all goes on the mizbeah is what? Levona. Is that so? Gemara says, Ve'tu leka, ve'ika ola. What about korban ola? Doesn't the korban ola go on the mizbeah? So why, when a guy says, Hare alay le mizbeah, he should bring a korban ola? Gemara says, Ola ika ola le kohanim. Doesn't all go on the mizbeah. The skin of the ola goes to the kohanim. So it's not totally. Ve'ika ola ta'of. Oh, what about when you bring ola ta'of? You don't give the skin of the olat off to the kohanim. Gemara says ika mur'ah v'notza, which means those are the insides, the innards of the bird, and the feathers you don't burn on the mizbeah. So if it's not all on the mizbeah either, va'ika nesachim. Oh, what about when you bring the wine? Don't you put all the wine on the mizbeah? There's no leftovers of the wine. Gemara says l'shitin azle. That goes into the pipes on the side of the mizbeah. It doesn't go on the mizbeah itself. We're talking about something that goes on the mizbeah. Here he had two pipes on the side of the mizbeah called shitin that go to the base of the mizbeah. We're talking la mizbeah. That's not considered la mizbeah on the actual ma'aracha. That's in the shitin. That's on the side of it. Va'ika minhat nesachim. Oh, which means like this. When a guy donates a mincha, he goes, I want to bring a mincha to the Beit HaMikdash. The law is the whole mincha goes on the Mizbeach. Oh, so therefore, maybe when the guy said, Hare Alay mincha, I'm sorry, Hare Alay le Mizbeach, could be he has to bring a mincha. Because a mincha nidava goes all on the Mizbeach. Since there's type of minahot that don't all go on the Mizbeach, that only the Kometz goes and the Kohanim eat them, so in that Minha, there's some yes, some not. Therefore, we don't want to get involved in the Minha. We must have been talking about something that is definite. That we're not for sure all goes on the Mizbeach. By saying Minha, now you have to say, well, which Minha? This Minha, yes, all on the Mizbeach, this Minha. Nope. So, he didn't put himself, he's not going to put himself in a Sefik. When he said that al the Mizbeach, he must have meant something that's for sure, without a doubt, all goes on the Mizbeach. And that item is what? Nevona. Yes. The Mizbeach. Yes, so therefore what?
It's not also in its entirety.
Like, the only one that they had a having is Ola.
Right. But even that Ola, you could say it doesn't have to be the skins, also the blood. You're pouring.
On Mizbeach. No, it goes on Mizbeach. That goes on Mizbeach. Gemara continues. Hare alai zahav. Okay, guys, I want to bring gold to the Beit HaMikdash. Lo yifchot midina zahav. Minimum's got to bring one dinar of zahav. V'dilma naska. Why does he got to bring a coin? Dinar is a coin. Why does he got to bring a coin at all? She says naska, fourth line. Hatikar hachal zahav. Shigurim plata. Maybe means just a piece of gold, a nugget of gold. Who told you that he means a dinar? Maybe he means just a piece of gold, which is less than a dinar, by the way. Naska, a little piece of gold. Amar bin Azad, Amar matbeya. No, the guy said matbeya. He said, I want to bring a coin of gold. So therefore we know it's got to be a denomination. Vidilma piriti. Okay, so maybe it means a penny. What are you telling me, dinar, which is a little more expensive? Maybe piriti, maybe the smallest coin. Amar piriti de dabalu abdi inchi. People don't make such small coins made out of gold. It just doesn't happen. So therefore we don't have to assume that the guy did that. Therefore it must be the dinar. Kesef, lo yifchot medinar. Okay, guy says, I want to donate silver to the Beit HaMikdash. Don't give less than a dinar. Same question. V'dilma naska. Maybe he means just a piece of silver. Who says he meant the coin itself? I'm going to be el azad damar matbeya. Again, he said a coin. V'dilma priti. Maybe he meant even a silver penny, meaning the smallest of the coin. Amarav sheshat be'atrat de losagi priti de chaspa. You're talking about a case where they don't make pennies, where they don't make priti out of silver, because it's too... Also, it's too cheap. Certain places, it wasn't worth it. I can make a silver small coin like that. So therefore, in the place, now you see Hadush, it goes where the place is, based on the place where you made your nidr. If you're in a place that they would make periti out of silver, then you would bring a periti. But in this place over there, they didn't do it, so therefore, he doesn't bring it. Nehoshet, lo yifchot b'ma'akes. If a person donates kapit to the Beit HaMikdash, so he has to bring at least a shi'ur of a ma'a of silver worth of nehoshet. You figure out how much copper you can get for a ma'a kesef. So it says, Tanya Rabbi Eliyahu ben Yaakov Omer, lo yifchot mitzinura ketana shel nechoshet. It shouldn't be less than a small fork made out of copper. You know, like those small forks? That's the shi'ud. So Gemara says, lemai hazya. What's the Beit HaMikdash you use that for? You don't need something Beit HaMikdash. You don't need something to have a purpose for. Oh, so you say, oh, it's got to be the fork. What are you going to do with this item? So the Rav says, Amar Abayesh, Mechatitin ba petilot, Metkenhaim ba nerod. In the morning, the Kohen can use it to clean the menorah. You take this little fork to clean the menorah. It has the wicks, the cups. So if you take the tzinor, this item, and you pull out the old wicks, and you're able to clean everything else on this. So that's a function. So whatever, that's the minimum shi'ur that you're going to bring. Rashi says, Mekarim banirot shel menorah ne'efra. From the efer. Metokah, that's inside of it. Barzel, oh, that is a new point. Barzel is iron. Tanya. Ahirim omrim lo yifchot mekalya orev. Not less than the shi'ur of kalya orev. What is kalya orev? The item gets rid of the ravens. They did not want ravens on top of the roof of the Beit HaMikdash, either because they bring tum'ah, they bring different things with them, and they put tum'ah on the Beit HaMikdash, or stop, they dirty the Beit HaMikdash, they dirty the roof. So what do? They make a little area with metal pegs coming out, so therefore they couldn't rest over there. That was called kalya orev. Now these were made up of metal pegs. So if a person donates metal to the Beit HaMikdash, barzel, What's the shooter has to bring? The amount to make this kalya out of one peg. So Gemara says, how much of a kama? How much is that? Amar of Yosef, amma al amma. One amma by one amma. Okay, it's not, that's a lot, by the way. One amma is 2 feet by 2 feet. That's the square that they put the pegs on. Okay, so it sounds like it sounds like it's more than that.
It's not the peg.
It's the actual area. She says, no, she says, masmirot hadim, sharp nails, chotvim berosh gaga echal lechalot or mishlon yizmusham. So it says, amma al amma. Yeah, it's got to be a hatichat barzel of that shi'ur where you could make the, yeah, where you could make it. That's the shi'ur, from an amma and amma, you can make the pegs. That's the shi'ur, you can make the whole thing. So when it says, ikad amri, some have the same result, just in different words. Lo yifhot me amma al amma. You cannot give less than an amma al amma. Lemay hajya, what are you going to do with an amma al amma metal? Amma rabbi yosef, dechal ya'ore, for this item that gets rid of the ravens. Mishnah, harei ala yayin. The person says, it's on me to bring wine to the Beit HaMikdash. Lo yifchot mishlosha lugin. You cannot bring less than 3 lug. Because whenever, you're only bringing wine. But the smallest amount of wine that comes with a korban is 3 lug. So therefore, even when you're bringing wine alone, it's got to match what you would normally bring with a korban. Therefore, the smallest amount of wine that's brought with a normal korban is 3 lug. Therefore, when he says, harei ala yayin, minimum has to be 3 lug. Shemen lo yifchot me lug. Okay, oil he wants to donate, not less than a lug. Why? Because minimally, when a person brings a private mincha, called mincha nedava, the minimum amount of oil that he brings is a lug. So if when he donates it alone, it's got to be a lug itself. Okay. Now we're going with the opinion says here that you can donate oil alone. Just keep in mind that was a machloket early in the Gemara, if you can do that or not. This is obviously going according to the opinion that says you can. Comes the Gemara, and Mishnah continues, Rabbi Omer, Shilosha Lugin, Pirashti. I'm sorry, Shilosha Lugin, period. When it comes to oil, Rabbi holds 3 log, minimum. So we have to see what the Mahlok is. The Gemara will tell us what the Mahlok is. One rabbi says 1 log, one rabbi says 3 log. The Gemara will explain. Pirashti, Vianu Dema, Pirashti. Guys, I know I donated oil, but I don't know how much. You have to bring, according to the busiest day of the Beit HaMikdash, which we'll see where it runs, it's going to be Sukkot that falls out on Shabbat, the first day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbat, which they brought the most amount of mina'ot, which the most amount of oil was used in the Beit HaMikdash that day. The guy says, I know I donated, but I don't know how much he's got to bring according to the busiest day of the Beit HaMikdash, and we'll see the Gemara will tell us what that day is. Tarubanan. Gemara begins. Now we're talking about, okay, well, it's a very important machlokah. We say yayin. Yeah. Yayin, we say 3 lug. How do we know that you could donate even wine alone? Tarot banan. It says in the Torah. Now, this parasha is talking about where you're bringing a korban, and with the korban comes wine. Normal nesachim. So it says, ezrah. Now, this pasuk that we're quoting now is totally extra. Because already we learned in the previous parasha the laws of nesachim. So why? And then the pasuk says, "Kol Ezrah yaseh kacha et ele." All the citizens of Israel, whatever it is, will do like this. What do you mean? That's the whole thing is extra. What do you mean? We know this. The law was written already. Ezrah, extra word. From here we learn that you can bring wine alone, not even attached to a korban. Bekama shelosha lugin, 3 lug. Uminayin shimratzal lehosif yosif. How do you know if a guy wants to bring more than 3, he's allowed to bring more? Because the pasuk says yeah, which means yeah means even more. You can even bring more. So the Gemara says yachol yifchot. Oh, so can I bring less than 3? No, tamud omar kacha. It's got to be kacha. So each word is accounted for. Now keep in mind when it says you bring more, but so long as it's like we learned early in the Mishnah, so long as it's compatible to a korban, which means it's got to be the numbers that are normally brought with korban 4. Lugin, 6 lugin, but you cannot bring 5, because 5 is not brought with a korban. You can bring more than 3, you don't have to bring only 3. Okay, shemen, now we get into a very important machloket. Lo yifchot min alog, tabi omer shlosha lugin. Okay. In order to understand this machloket, Tanakama says, minimum amount of oil you bring is 1 log. Rabbi is going to say, no, minimum of oil got to be 3 log. What's the source of this mahlok? So this is a mahlok in a principle that we've learned previously in our Gemariot. It's called Dun Mina Umina. Or Dun Mina Uke Beatre. What does it mean? It's very easy. I have a unknown and I have an unknown. So it's clear that I can make a hekesh. So I don't know anything on this over here. Let's say oil is my unknown. I don't know how much oil to bring. But I have a known by Menachot, let's say. It tells me how much oil to bring. So first of all, I'll say, just like you bring oil with a Menha, whatever it is, so too you can bring oil alone. Yeah, but it doesn't tell me how much oil I can bring yet. So then I go back. Don Mina Umina. Once already I learned it from here, I apply all the laws of here. Yeah, so just like over here is three log, or one log, so over here is one log. Why is that? No, no, no. Don't mean that. You could learn the law from here, meaning, learn the law that just like over here you can bring oil, you can bring oil. But then, once you learn that you bring oil, then learn it internally, how much oil to bring. Don't learn everything from your source. That's just teaching you the law. But the details, learn internally. That would be don't mean that, and then establish it in its place. You'll see now this principle I just told you in practice right now. Gemara says, "They might come in palge." What are they arguing on? Amaru Rabbanan kamed Rappapa. So the rabbi said in front of Rappapa, "Bidun mina umina ubidun mina veukim batra kamed palge." Rabbanan sabre dun mina umina. Learn from there and from there. Now, where are we going to learn from? I don't even know. First of all, that I can donate oil. That's my first unknown. How do I even know you? Forget about how much. First, let's start with the Aleph. Can I even donate oil at all? So where am I going to learn that from? From Minhat Nedava. I'll go to Minhat Nedava, which a guy can bring a Minha anytime he wants. And we know in the Minhat Nedava, there's oil. It says, Ma Minha Mitnadibim, Afshe Minami Mitnadibim. Good. I said, listen. Just like you can donate a Minha, you donate Shemin. Oh, so I'm learning it from Minha. I say now, umina, and go back there. Umina, go back to that place. Ma, minha bilog, afshemin bilog. Just like a minha nedava, how much oil is in it? A log. So too, when you donate shemin, it's a log. Don mina, umina. Verabi sabar, don mina, buke batra. No, learn from minha. But shemin is not like a minha, by the way. Shemin is a liquid. Minha is a solid. So you can learn, just like you can donate a minha, you can donate shemin. But once now, I learned you could donate, now learn internally shemen from wine, which is similar to it. And therefore say this, Ma min hamit nadibim, av shemen namim nadibim, ve'uki ba'atra, and then go back to its place. And therefore say what? Kinsachim. It's like nesachim. Nesachim is like the wine. Ma nesachim shloshet lugim, shemen namim shloshet lugim. Do we learn in the Mishnah? What's the minimum amount of wine you bring? Three log. Also to oil is three log. Don mina. You got the law that you can bring wine? Okay, give that and take it back to its place and learn it internally. Wine is more similar to oil is more similar to wine. Therefore, just like wine is three, this is three. That's the machlok. And by the way, that's gonna stand. Temporarily the Gemara now is gonna try to say, the Rabbi doesn't hold of don mina the uki ba'atra. He agrees to the kazav, don mina u mina. Gemara says, Amaluna papa, even minhaga malarabi, the kule amalo peligi, don mina o mina. If this is the way you're learning the mahloke, there'll be no mahloke. If the source is minha, then even the bee would say, you learn everything from minha. Ma minha mit the debim, and ma minha is one log, so too this is all one log. Ella, the reason why he says three log, because he learns it from a different source. Your source is wrong. Where does the bee learn it from? Ella, the bee, me isra gama gamila. He learned in the Pesukim that talk about Nesachim, there was an extra word called Ezrah. And he learned over there, in the Pesukim themselves, that talk about Nesachim. Not from an outside source. From the source itself, it says Ezrah. From Ezrah, we learned that you could donate Shemen. So Rabbi was saying, also you could donate Shemen. That's how much? So don mina, umina. And from it itself, from the Parashat Nesachim itself, which talks about wine, that's the Parashat talks about wine. How much wine is brought? Three. So therefore, he really holds Don Mina Umina. Which means, if you would tell me he learned some Mincha, then everybody would say Don Mina D'chul amalot p'digi don mina umina. I mean, Rabbi holds don mina umina. Therefore, if you're learning it from Mincha, he would say what? Just like Mincha is one, so too Shemin is one. But he has a different source. He has a pasuk in the Nesachim Perasha itself called the word Ezrach. And therefore, you know what Ezrach teaches me? That not only you can bring wine to the Beit HaMikdash, you can even bring oil. How much? Don mina umina. And from that Perasha itself will tell me, just like wine is three, it's also three. So therefore, it's the Bahlok is not don mina umina or don mina v'uke ba'atra. Everybody else, don mina umina. The Mahluk it is, where are you learning? One rabbi exports, he learns from Mincha, and one rabbi learns it from the Perash of Nesachi itself. You cannot say that. Korban. Man shamat le shloshet ugin, rabbi. Vekamai tila mekorban. It says in the Braita, clearly. You can donate oil. How much oil you donate? Three log. That's clearly the B. And it says, where do we learn that from? From the word korban. That's written by Mincha. It says korban Mincha. So you can't tell me that B learns it from the word Ezrach that was written by Nesachim. Or you have a Firush Braita that says that the one that says three log learns it from Mincha. So therefore you gotta go back. Amalei Tanya Tanya. If it says it, it says it. And therefore, you got to go back to the machloket of don mina umina or don mina veoke beatra. Comes the Gemara's a pirashti v'rudem ma pirashti yavi kiyom miruba. Guys, you know what? I know I donated oil, but I forgot how much oil. But he's got to bring according to the busiest day in the Beit HaMikdash. Tana biyom tov harishon kiyom tov harishon shel hag shehal yom shabbat. Like the first day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbat. On that day over there, let's just review the animals. 13 parim, 14 kevasim, and 2 elim for musaf, and the shne kevasim, shne elim for musaf, hahag, and shne kevasim for musaf of Shabbat, and 2 kevasim for the olat tamid, shel sha'at tamid shel be'en arbaim, beside the sa'ir hatat, which was also brought as well as part of the musaf, but there was no nesachim on that one, so we don't count that one. Okay, comes out all together over here. Nesachim shkorvot alalu hem kedalan. Parim is 60 lugim shemen v'shishim lugim yayin. 60 and 60. Hare 78 lugim shemen v'78 lugim yayin. 13 parim. Hakivasim tuim 3 lugim. Oh, again, haparim is 6 lugim. So how many parim were there all together? Altogether, you're going to come out with 78 log just from the parim. And then the kevasim need 3 each. Lechol keves. That's going to be another 54 lugim. How many kevasim that were brought? The aisles have 4 log each. That's going to be another 8 log. Altogether, on that day, it's me'av arba'im log shemen. 140 log of oil and 140 log of Nesachim.
Even though he knows he didn't do that.
He said, I don't know what I said.
He knows he didn't do that.
He's not bringing
280,
he's bringing
140. Well, 140 of oil
and 40 of
yak. Well, whatever you don't have. If you don't have oil, yeah, oil or wine.
That's a bust out.
He's Hilkat Noder. She shachach et schum alugim. He forgot the number he said. Tzarik lavi me'av arba'im. Kedin latzet yadeh safek. Now, ve'en anu hosheshim shema ladar yoter. Maybe not anymore. Nah, mishum, the men are stamma that have been in the Yotam as the Sibur Makribim, Yom Ehad. Stamma, you can assume he's not donating more than what the Sibur brings in one given day. So, therefore, you say that
Shi'ur. What happened to the kind of, up to the point where he says, enough, I know I didn't donate that much? It doesn't apply here?
Kanereh, over there, that's really an open ticket. Because that's money. Money's open. This already has a cap. This is the cap. For sure you didn't go more than this. For sure you didn't go more than that. That already is an assumption.
Why is it sure?
Because the Sibur is bringing all that. I'm an individual. I'm going to bring more than the Sibur brings in one day. That's already a magazine. When it comes to money, money is unlimited. I don't know. A rich guy can bring whatever he wants to bring. There's no amount of money that's donated to the Beit HaMikdash on any given day. Mishnah. Okay, guy says, it's on me to bring a Korban. Ola. What does he bring? So the rule is going to bring like this. you bring the cheapest of all the olot. So it says Yavi Keves. Because that's out of animals, in the animal world, that's the smallest and cheapest animal you can get away with as an olah. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, no, you're going for cheap. Otor or Ben Yonah, bring a bird. Bring olah ta'of. Now, the Gemara is going to say, the machloket is going to be where the rabbis lived. In the first rabbi's place, Tanakama's place, kibbutzes were cheaper. And in the Bilazam and Azar places, birds were cheaper. Everybody agrees to the principle. You bring the cheapest of the items. All depends on where you're living, what's the cheaper item. Pirashti mina bakar. Guys, I'm bringing an olam mina bakar. So the bakar is from the animal. So birds are out now. Now, what does bakar include? It says, ve'en yudea ma pirashti, but I don't know which bakar. Bakar could be a cow, could be a calf. So you have to bring both. You have to be part of the egel. It's got to bring both to satisfy the nidr. Pirashti, no, sorry, mina behema. It says I'm bringing from a behema. Very good, I'm a pirashti. You have to be part of the egel. Ayil sa'id gedivet le. Behema is much more vague, much more inclusive. So he's got to bring a part, an egel, that's what a cow and a calf. An ayil is what a ram. Sa'id is a goat. Gedivet tale is a sheep and a small sheep, a kid. Pirashti, very good, I'm a pirashti. Which means he doesn't even know if he donated behema or a bird. So now he's got to bring Musif Alim. Whatever we just told you, he's got to add to it Tor Uben Yonah. He's got to include Tor Uben Yonah now. He's got to add birds also. Because that's he doesn't even know if he donated birds. Next case. Now we talk about a Korban Todah. Korban Todah is basically a Korban Shelamim. Okay, Hare Alai Todah. Ushlamim. Or he said, Hare Alai Lavi Shlamim. Same thing, same case. Hare Alai Todah, Hare Alai Shlamim is the same story. But he didn't say which behemah he's going to bring. Yavi Kevis. Kevis Ben Shinato. That's the minimum you can get away with a Shlamim. Kevis Ben Shinato, that's it. Pirashti, I was explicit. Mirabakar. Which means I know that I wanted to be from Bakar. I didn't say which type of Bakar. Yavi par, upara, egel ve'egla. The difference over here is because shlamim can come from female as well. So they got to satisfy the female option as well. So therefore you need to bring egel and par and so par, para, egel ve'egla. Menabehema, animals. I don't know which animal. Yavi par, para. Egel egla, ayl urhela, sa'ir usiram, gedi ugdiya, talev etalya. Everything we just said in the other one, in the female version as well. Hare alai shor. Guys, no new story. I want to bring an ox for a korban. Yavihu unsachav b'mane. Now, the next section of the Mishnah that she tells us, there's no source. The only source is what he calls Torah Sheba'al Peh, which we would refer to as Alachel Moshe Lesinai. Look at the fourth line in Rashi, by the way. Kach nitparesh dino b'torah sheba'al peh. These are all Alachel Moshe Lesinai now we're going to say. Basically, the subject here is, when you donate a korban, how much money do you have to spend minimally on the korban? How much out of pocket has to be? So it says, Hare alai shor. Yavi hu unsachav. Shor, package deal. What the nesachim? What the pourings, the wine and everything? Bimane. It's got to equal, come out to a mane at least. Which is 100 dinarim. Let's say it says egel. Yavihu unsachav behamesh. Which is 5 sinaim, which is 25 dinarim. 1/4 of the price. Ayim. Yavihu unsachav beshtaim. That's 2 sinaim. Keves. Yavihu unsachav besela. That's the cheapest. You say kevis, the whole package costs you a sale. So there's a program, how much you have to pay minimally for the korban. Shor mane. Let's say the guy clearly says, shor mane. I'm bringing a shor that's worth a mane. Yavi b'mane chutz min esachav. Now the shor has got to be worth a mane besides the pouring, besides the wine. Because she explicitly said, shor mane. Or for that matter, egil b'hamesh. Yavi b'chamesh chutz min esachav, ayil b'shtayim, yavi b'shtayim chutz min esachav, keves b'sila, yavi b'sila chutz min esachav. When you explicitly say the price on the animal, then it does not include the nesachim. Shor b'maneh. I'll come to this case over here. Guy said, I'm bringing a shor that's worth a maneh. Ve'vishnayim. He brought two shores, shoshemarim, b'maneh. Altogether equal to maneh. No good. Lo yatsa. Because the guy said, I'm bringing one shore. Even though he said, I brought two shores together to equal the maneh. No, no, he didn't say two shores. He said one that equals the maneh. So that's what the guy did. Ve'afilu ze b'maneh aser dinar, ve'ze b'maneh aser dinar. Let's say, what do we say? Maneh is 100 dinarim. He brings two shores, each one is 99 dinarim each. Still no good. Because bottom line, you said each one's got to be a maneh. So I don't care if you brought, you know, 99 dinarim.
Okay. If you didn't say the word maneh, could have just, the one did nesachim.
What it matters, what? One including the sachim.
Right. So whatever, you would have been
sure. Shachor, maybe lavan. I want to bring a black ox. And he brought a white one. Or lavan, maybe shachor, a white, and he brought a black one. Gadol, bring a big one. Maybe katan, lo yatsa. Because he did not fulfill his neder. Katan, maybe gadol yatsa. But reverse. I want to bring a small one. And he brings a bigger one, that's okay. Because in the big one, it's included a small one. Understand? When he says, I want to bring a big one, and he brings a small one, in a small one, it's not including a big one. But in a big animal, it's included a small animal. However, Rabbi Omer, lo yatsa. Even in that case, Rabbi Omer says, no. Either way, big, small, small, big, it's got to be exactly like you said it. Gemara. The Gemara's going to explain it. Now, we said in the Mishnah, first part of the Mishnah, Hare alai ola. We had a machloket. We said, we all agree you got to bring the cheapest item. So Tanakhama said, bring a kivis. Kivis is an animal, the cheapest animal. The other rabbis said, how much? Bring a bird. So Gemara says, Vila pidigi. They're not arguing. Mor ki atre, umor ki atre. Each rabbi was judging according to his place. Where Tanakhama was, the cheapest of the animals was a kivis. He was even more cheaper than a bird. And when it be in Azab and Azariah was, the birds were cheaper than the kivis. So they're not arguing. Each one was going according to his place. Tarabanan. Hare alai ola besela la mizbeya. Okay, what did the guy say? I want to bring an ola. Besela. No. That cost a sela. Now we learned the Mishnah already. The only ola that can, you can get away with spending a sela is a kivis. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, Yavi kivis. She'en lecha davar shekareh besela legabe mizbeya, ela kevis. Which means, stam egdesh besela la mizbeya is a kevis. Good, that's stam, when you say it. Pirashti. Ve'en yodeya ma pirashti. Which means the guy says, I said I want to bring a korban that's worth a sela, but I forgot which korban. The first case, the guy says, hare alai ola. So we know he means an ola, ola, kevis. Here he says, I know I said one of the korbanot, but I forgot which one. So the deen is, Yavi mikol davar shekareh besela legabe mizbeah. I got to bring everyone. Every korban, every style. They can get away with bringing a sela. So you have to bring all those versions. Because you know, it could be, it was a different korban.
What other?
No. Ola, shenamim, this or that. He didn't say ola. I said, I want to bring whatever goes on the mizbeah for a sela. So any item that goes on the mizbeah for a sela, it's got to go on the mizbeah. Okay. Pirashti min ha-bakar, you know my pirashti, yavi par ve'egel. Mishnah. Pirashti min ha-bakar, I said I want to bring bakar for an ola, but I didn't specify which bakar, so he's got to bring par and egel. Amai, ve'laiti par mima nafshach. Let him bring the par alone, and he's covered. Why? Because we always know the rule. The small is in the big. Every egel grows into a par. So therefore, no matter what his kavanah was, if his kavanah was for a par, he brought a par. It's the same species. If his kavanah was for an egel, so there's egel in the par. Right? The par was egel. It's in there. So why do you have to tell me you have to bring two? Because you have a, because the guy says, Pirashti min ha-bakar. Is that min ha-bakar? Oh, bakar. You got to bring this one and that one. In the par, you have both. Par is a big egel. That's what Gemara's assuming. It's a big egel. But it's called a par also. So it's got the smalls and the big. So Gemara says, Hamani the bihi. We know this already. The Mishnah at the end quoted the B that says Katan Vebi Gadol Lo Yatza. Like the end of the Mishnah said, when you donate, when you vow to bring a small shor, you can't get away bring a big one. It's two different items. Small, because we don't say, well, the small is in the big. We don't say that. It's called like the B. Ah, you're a B. Emma Sefa. Wait, if you're saying the whole Mishnah is like the B. I say, question. Shor b'mane. Shor b'mane. You guys, I want to bring a shor that's worth a mane. Vevi shnayim b'mane. And you brought two shor that equal the mane. Lo yatza. Vafidu ze b'mane hase dinar. Vezi b'mane hase dinar. Shachor vevi lavan. Lavan vevi shachor. Gadol vevi katan. Lo yatza. Katan vevi gadol yatza. Rabbi omer lo yatza. Resha v'sefa rabbi. Umesi'ata. Rabbanan. Which means, comes out that the way you're learning is, the first case in the Mishnah is Rabbi. The last case in the Mishnah is Rabbi. And the middle case is going to be the rabbis. Because we had the rabbi case was small and big. Small and big, the rabbi said what? It's okay. That if you said you want to bring a small one, and you want a big one, it's okay. So the construction of the Mishnah is strange then. Because you tell me, the first case that we want to say now, where a guy said, Pirashti, I know I said I want to bring an Ola from Bakar. But I don't know which Bakar I said. Oh, so you got to bring a par and an egg. So he wants to bring a par and an egg. Just bring a par and it covers. No, it's the B. Beauty. So the beginning is the B. And we know the last case in the Mishnah, Gadol Katan, is also the B. And the middle case that said it's okay to bring the big one when you donated a small one is the Banan. So the structure of the Mishnah is strange. The B, the Banan, the B. Resha Rabbi, Sefer Rabbi, Metziata Rabbanan, that's how you want to say it? Gemara says, yeah, in, yes, that's what you want to say. Resha Sefer Rabbi, Metziata Rabbanan, Da'achi Ka'amar, Da'var Zeh Mahlok Rabbi V'Rabbanan, which means, it's really all Rabbi. Make the Mishnah Rabbi. But in the last case, we're just saying it's a Mahlok Rabbi V'Rabbanan. It's not like we're throwing Rabbi out, it's Rabbi also is in the last case. And instead, the Mishnah is all Rabbi. It's just I'm saying, in the last case of Rabbi, it happens to be a machloket, Rabbi, the Rabbanan. Right, because there'll be a machloket in the first case as well now, by the way. Because once you say there is a machloket on the Katan and Gadol case, then you have to go back to the beginning. So instead of saying a machloket in every case, we quoted Rabbi in the beginning, even though that case of Bakar is subject to machloket, Rabbi we said. At the end, we quoted the Mahloket. I said, by the way, just like Katan and Gadol is a Mahloket, the Resha is also a Mahloket. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.